Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, there was some potential good news for Sunseekers last night when, after a cabinet meeting, the Taoiseach confirmed that from July 9th there will be a green list of countries coordinated at EU level where quarantine won't be necessary on your return. But before you pack your togs, the Taoiseach went on to say that this green list will be constantly reviewed and that any countries experiencing a second wave of COVID-19 could lose their place. So what does all of this mean for foreign travel, and what happens if you book a holiday in the green list destination and before you go, or indeed while you're there, it goes into the red zone? Well, I'm joined on the line now by Tania Airey, who is Chief Executive of Sunway Travel, and travel writer Fionn Davenport. And good morning to you both, and thank you for joining me. Tania, when did you hear about this green list and the countries that might be on it?
Well, we only heard about it at the same time as everybody, which was yesterday. And, you know, we welcome the news, but we are disappointed that it is going to change every 2 weeks and that we don't know yet when we'll know what countries are actually on the green list.
So do we have any clarity at this point as to when we will know what countries will be on it?
No. What we do know is that we'll know by or on the 9th of July. And I guess people will probably, I mean, this decision looks like it's being made at EU level. So we don't know at this point which countries, but I suppose people will have a fair idea. The ones that are doing well at the moment, I would have thought, should be. And the fact that it's every 2 weeks is obviously an issue, but at the same time, what's happening is if anybody wants to book a holiday and they book a destination that is on the green list, that if they keep an eye on it and if they feel that if it does go off the list, they can change the holiday. And airlines like Aer Lingus and Ryanair are letting people actually change their flights and their dates and their destination. So you could either change the date or you could just change the destination.
For free, is it?
Yes, for free. So obviously, if you pick something that's more expensive, you'll have to pay the difference.
Okay. Well, Fionn, you've been taking a look at the guidelines from the government in terms of the green list and what countries might make it. So from what you've seen, what countries do you expect to make the green list?
Well, Conor Pope wrote a piece a couple of days ago in the Irish Times in which he quoted government sources saying that Malta, Greece, Portugal, Spain and Croatia likely to be among those included, which, you know, is about as much good, I think, as, you know, a green light in a dark fog. But and I agree with Tania. I think there's a lot of confusion. I thought that the public would have been better served had the announcement been made with a firm list and said, look, from July 9th, these are the countries that you can travel to. It's also worth pointing out that the four most important countries for Irish tourism, Britain, USA, France and Germany, 68% of our overseas tourists come from these four key markets. So it's not just about holidaymakers, Irish holidaymakers going abroad. It's about incoming holidaymakers who won't have to quarantine. And I would be surprised if France and Germany weren't on the list for also as well as because, you know, they seem to be managing COVID quite well, relatively speaking. Britain and the USA, who make up a huge chunk, both in terms of revenue and visitors, particularly from Britain. I would be shocked to see if either of those two countries are on the list. I think it's confusing as well, is that in Leo's statement, he says, a mix of epidemiological, whatever that word is, criteria that will be used to create that list of countries. And then he adds, I do need to caution people, the list of countries will be reviewed. It may change every 2 weeks. It's good news, but all the more confusing. Mm. And, you know, and I feel for Tania and everybody in the travel industry, because it's like also as well as is that how do you prepare for a summer holiday? If first of all, you don't know what the list is, and that list can change.
Yeah, because you've given us a little bit of insight, Tania, into if you have booked a holiday somewhere, that you can change it if it does change, if it drops off the green list into the red list. How late notice could you do that? I mean, could you do it the day before your flight?
Yes, and I think, speaking as a tour operator and a travel agent, we tour operators and travel agents, we're really trying to take the stress out of people's holidays. And that's what we're doing at the moment, is changing people, moving people. And if you think about it, if you have your flight booked separately and your accommodation booked separately, you're trying to organise everything at the last minute. Your travel agent or tour operator will do that for you and organise your accommodation and your transfers and change them up until as late as we can, you know, physically possible. And we will do that. So I think keep an eye on it. And, you know, I think presumably we will kind of see, you know, you can keep an eye on what kind of cases are coming in different places. So you'd have a fair idea how it's looking, you know. Mm. So I think if people want to get away, and I know that there is a pent up desire to go on holidays, I think, you know, that's good. And
but what happens then if they get there and it changes while they're there, wherever they might be, their green country goes red while they're sitting on the beach?
That's the big question, to be honest. So because the government haven't said that, will it be immediately, will they have to go into quarantine, or will they give leeway and say within a week or whatever, you know, people coming back from these places will have to go into quarantine. So I think we're going to have to wait for the government, and I think we'll probably get more clarity, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks on that.
Because I think, Tanya, a lot of people might be sitting at home going, why would I chance this? Because if we take that situation, that you're sitting beside the beach and you look at your phone and you see that Spain has suddenly gone red and it was green. Does that mean you have to take holidays, 2 weeks holidays off work when you get home? Or will your employer let you take 2 weeks to go into self-isolation, having taken the risk of going on holidays? Like, are people asking you this? Do you have any answers for them?
We don't have answers for them at this moment in time, Sarah, because the government haven't given us any more clarity on it. And I just hope that in the next couple of weeks they will, because really we do need to get clarity on that issue. Mm. But other than that, as I said, if it's beforehand, they will be able to change their holiday. It really is, as you say, if you're actually away when it happens. And I hope, and I'm sure they will give us some clarity, you know, in the next couple of weeks on that particular situation.
Fionn, we have a text in here from Marcus. I don't know, will you be able to help him, but I'll put it to you anyway. He's saying, whatever about green list to eliminate quarantine requirements, do not travel should be rescinded from the 1st of July to ensure insurance is valid. That's much more important. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, so the travel advisory that the Department of Foreign Affairs has, so prohibiting or warning against all but essential travel, automatically makes null and void any insurance provisions you have. So if you are abroad and you come into any kind of difficulty, whether it's a personal injury or lost luggage or cancelled hotel or whatever it is, your insurance won't cover you. So this is a major concern for holidaymakers, because like we all know about insurance, is one of those things that you never think about it until you absolutely need it. And given the uncertainty of these times, and I was looking, for instance, at Spain, which is by far and away the most popular destination for Irish visitors. So I was having a look at what the experience of a holiday might be like. You know, there'll be maintaining social distancing. So the idea of kind of being cheek by jowl, sitting by the pool, are long gone, where the sun loungers will be at least 1.5 metres apart. Kids clubs will be open in those resorts that have them and are going to open before August. But even there, like, it's not as if putting all your kids in together, they'll be isolated or rather social distance from one another. The experience of it is going to be very, very different for the foreseeable future. So I think when you add doubt upon doubt, it to go abroad right now is a leap of faith. I, you know, as someone obviously who works in the travel industry, I think it would be great if the world opened up and we could all start traveling. But then when you add that level of confusion, I think by the green list last night, I don't know that it helps anybody this week.
Yeah, and actually on that point, Tanya, we have a couple of texts in from our listeners. Maria Murphy saying, tourism pollutes, it spreads infection. I've no sympathy for the travel industry. Stay at home. And a doctor, JB in Dublin, says it's not just about holidaymakers or money making. It's about saving lives. There's nothing wrong with a holiday in Ireland, and the small businesses of Ireland deserve our support. Please remember what the quarantine is for. It's to prevent deaths. Would you be happy on your holiday knowing people died because of you? What do you say to those people who say, let's just all stay at home for a year? What's the rush to go back on a foreign holiday?
Well, I suppose you could say that about anything at all, that why go on a foreign holiday? I guess everybody, well, a lot of people do want to go away. And are you talking about just a year, or are you talking about 2 years, or how long it's going to be? I think that if you go on your holiday to, whether it's to Clare or to Galway or whatever, it is going to be a different experience. I think our day-to-day living is a different experience. We have to social distance, and that's, and some people will be happy enough the fact that you can actually have a bit of space while you're on holidays, and also outside in weather, outdoor dining is much easier on a holiday abroad rather than a holiday in Ireland. And it's not that we don't care about safety. Of course we do. And, you know, people saying that they've got no sympathy for people in the travel industry. So there's a lot of people, a lot of Irish people who work in the travel industry. And I think that's very harsh to say that there's no sympathy whatsoever. You know, there is.
I suppose people will vote with their feet and at the end of the day. Yeah, and what's that looking like for you at the moment, or in terms of capacity this year? Or are people coming to you about next year at the moment?
We're getting quite a few bookings for next year. We're also getting bookings from sort of the end of August, September. We have a large Lapland program, which is obviously the big Santa Claus thing at Christmas time. And people are still booking that. And, you know, the country where it is, Finland, Finland has a larger population than Ireland. And they've actually only had 7,000 cases. So, you know, we're confident that that will happen. And people still have confidence in going on some type of holiday. I think people... Holiday, it's a break. And
what about cruises? Or has that just fallen off the map altogether?
Well, it has obviously. Bookings have gone way down, and we're only getting a few bookings. And I have to say, like, bookings wise, obviously during the lockdown or whatever, more or less disappeared. It came back with a trickle in the last month or so, and in the last couple of weeks, we're actually seeing, you know, a bit more business. But we're only talking about maybe 11-12% of what we would be doing at this time of the year. But this is what we were waiting for, this whole quarantine thing. But the problem is that there isn't clarity, and I really believe and I hope that the government will give us more clarity and that people won't be so confused, because if we're confused, I'm sure everybody out there is very confused.
Yeah, and just in terms of capacity then, and what's available, because we're hearing anecdotally from different places that, you know, restaurants, for example, some of them are booked up in Ireland, I mean, until the end of September, etc. Mm-hmm. The people are just dying to get out and go places. Are you seeing that with holidays, that, you know, because I suspect maybe there'd be less available generally, there'd be less flights on, etc., that the ones that are available are booking out faster?
They're not booking out really fast now, and that's being honest, because of the whole situation with the quarantine. Until that is sorted, then things will. And I would say to people that, obviously, people that are planning on going on holidays, that there is really good value out there at the moment, and that they could book. And if things change, they will be able to cancel or change. And, you know, that isn't an issue. So I think, you know, talk to your travel agent, talk to your tour operators, and, you know, you will be looked after and steered in the right direction as well.
Tania Airey, Chief Executive, Executive Chairman of Sunway Travel, and also Fionn Davenport, travel writer. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me this morning. Now, do stay with us, because we're going to be talking about summer salads next.